Hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
And if you haven't already heard, we're sorry, we're on our makeup tour. If you were trying to subscribe to us, or if you were a subscriber and you were having the major issues that everyone's been emailing me about, we've decided to can our subscription feed just because it was getting a bit too complicated. We will still get that content to you if you were trying to support us. So can you please send us an email, sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com, and we will give you all of the content.
Yeah, we're going to collate it.
We're going to put it together.
We were making it.
Yeah, we've got all the episodes. Nobody was listening because we...
Just turns out I wasn't getting anywhere.
because nobody could hear them. So it was a bit of a mess in our usual hot mess style. Subscriptions has been cancelled. Thank you so much for your support. We love you. We'll still get the content to you. Shoot us an email.
Love you.
Anyway, love you.
Anyway.
Grace, before we started recording...
I started a story.
You started a story and I was like, shut up. I want to record this.
So essentially, my son is having his first photo shoot ever.
Ah!
Well... school photo shoot.
Professional.
Yeah.
And not at home mummy photo shoot.
Not like me with a lot of flash. Come on, give it to me, give it to me.
You're doing great, Sadie.
And so I was like really excited. I feel like everyone has like their collation of like all of their like preschool and primary school photos.
This is so important.
Such a big deal, his first photo shoot. Tom and I had like a bit of a disagreement about what to put him in this morning.
Uh-huh.
Tom wanted to go down the route of like college shirt, like professional, smart. I'm coming from the perspective of like, I've got a few short years before he tells me what he wants to wear.
Ah.
And also like, we're fun. We're fun loving.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I won and I put him in the outfit that I wanted and I took him to daycare and daycare told me that they've actually had to postpone the photo shoot. So now I'm going to have this fight all over again. But essentially, like, I don't really care what's happening in the bottom. Like, he's just wearing, like, cream pants.
Yeah.
On the top, though, I recently went to Salvo's, which is, like, our, like, you know...
Op shops, thrift shops. Salvation Army.
Salvation Army was doing some little shopping for him. It was in the baby section, in my defense, but I read the label. It's not a baby shirt. It's a baby tee from this brand called Cider, which is from the UK.
Oh, my God. So it's a women's baby tee.
Yeah, it's a baby tee, but it's tiny. It's a baby tee for someone that's very small. So, like, it just looks slightly oversized on my one-year-old child.
Does it feel a bit cropped, though? Is it a cropped baby tee?
Yeah, it's a crop. But, again, for my one-year-old child.
It fits.
Perfect.
Right, yeah, because the size of his torso is shorter. It makes sense. For some reason, I'm thinking of him in a crop top. And I'm just like, I can't, Grace. I'm with Tom. If you put him in a crop top, I'm with Tom.
No, but so this is... It's such a fantastic shirt. It's blue and silver rhinestones of a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Oh, my God. No, that's iconic. I would wear something like that.
I know. It's actually like a really good shirt. And he looks really cute.
Yeah, and it's black like this as well.
Yeah, it's got a black background.
A black t-shirt with silver rhinestones and then cream pants. I would wear that.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
I think that's so cute.
He just needs a little like cowboy hat.
Oh my God, and cowboy boots.
Red boots.
Yes, oh my God, red boots.
And then he's going to ride them like a cowboy.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, you know, you have this habit of leaning him towards like a certain stereotype of like a gay man.
Stop dressing our son like he's gay. Well, he might be, Tom.
Well, he might be. And I think it would be really quite funny if like he does end up being gay and then he looks back at his photos and he's like, and I.
And he's like, Mum, how, you know, you've always known.
I've always known. I can feel it in me waters.
I can feel it in me waters.
Yeah, I really wanted him to be a cowboy.
That's so cute. I think that's cute.
I think that'd be really fun for his first photos.
Without knowing the context of where that shirt's from, like if it just looks like a child's t-shirt, that's cool.
It looks like an old pumpkin patch
thing. That's cool.
I think so.
I reckon Frank will go through a phase when he's like 16 being like, ew, I think that's so gross. But then when he's in his mid-20s, he's going to be like, this is such a slay, Mum. Like,
Mum killed it.
Mum killed it. Like, you'll hate it for a little bit, but then I reckon he'll come around.
Yeah.
And Tom will still be rolling his eyes.
There's so many opportunities for him to wear collared shirts in his life. There's not that many opportunities for him to wear a rhinestone cowboy shirt.
That is so true. There's going to be a time when he is in a job where all he wears is collared shirts.
I keep finding clothes for babies that are like... just really like adult-y. Like collared.
Well, because it is cute to dress a baby like an adult.
Yeah, I don't think it's that cute in my opinion. I'm like, I have a short amount of time.
That's so true.
To put you in like garish clothing and you still look adorable.
So, yeah, no, I know.
I go out there, like he wears, you know, tiger print
So next time that you dress him, because this is going to have to happen again, what are you going to put him in?
I'm going to try and do the cowboy shirt again. I do want that.
Yeah.
But if I can't, it's not going to be collared. I don't care for that.
You want him to look cute.
I don't want him
cool.
to look smart. I want him to look like a one-year-old child.
Yeah,
like,
that's so true, because that's what he is.
He's a one-year-old child.
No, he's not going to the office, Tom.
No.
Gosh, stock market, finance bro.
Yeah. I'm not putting him in that box.
No.
I refuse.
I want him to be an ally.
Ally.
I have to update you.
I know. I want to hear about your date, because the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
It was popping off.
Yeah,
everything
I was in
love. Fireworks.
I was planning the wedding. I was telling everyone that I've met the man of my dreams.
Is he stuck in your dreams?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not even dreaming about him anymore.
Oh.
I'm so terrible. No, okay, context. I've had two dates with a man. First date, you guys all heard it last Monday's episode. Yeah. I was gushing. Falling in love. I was screaming on the phone to Hannah. Hannah was like literally hanging up on me. She's like, you're so annoying. Like, I was so into this person. Yeah. And she's like, my last single friend's in a relationship. And I was like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. Second date on Monday, everything fucking changed.
What?
I don't know what happened. Like, the vibes weren't there. It was like it was a first date again. So we'd already kissed on the first date, right? Mm. And then the second date, I was like, where have the vibes gone? Like, we worked so hard that first date to get to a certain place. You hope that you kind of like, you know, pause it there and then you continue on the second date. We're back to the, you know, this man is like, maybe he's just introverted. I don't know. But I was flirting with him. We played pool at one stage is the word I was looking for. And I would like graze his hand as I was grabbing the cue, and I was like putting my hand on his back, and I was really like playing the dumb girl, like, help me, I don't know how to play pool. There were so many opportunities for this man to kiss me.
And he didn't do anything?
Didn't happen. Oh. We were on this date for so long, and I was like, are we? Because I figured it was like, we're going to go have sex, right?
Yeah.
Because that's me. And I was like, I don't feel that energy. It's not going to happen. And then at midnight, we started the date at 6:30, right? And I was tired. I was stifling yawns. I was like, oh, let's go home. And also my dog. Anyway, I was like, okay, well, do you want to come back to mine? But like, it wasn't natural for me to ask that because the vibes weren't there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I've shaved, so.
We're making it work.
So I invited him back to mine. But it wasn't like the first round. Are you into me?
Sorry, first date, first
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I was like, are you into me? What's going on?
Yeah.
He stayed the night and it was quite like affectionate, touching me, and that was lovely. The next morning, I swear to God, I don't think we had a conversation.
No.
It was just kind of like.
I hate that.
So you're going to leave or? I don't know.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, and we've texted maybe once or twice since and it's been a week. So.
No.
Thank you, next bitch.
How does that happen?
How do you
go from having such a great date to bump round? Do you think he heard the podcast?
Well, that episode didn't come out yet. It came out today.
Oh!
So he couldn't have.
Okay.
He couldn't have. He didn't know about my content. I did post a skit yesterday about not knowing where the clit was. And maybe he thought I was making that about him.
Yeah, good.
I don't know.
That's really sad, Betty.
It is sad. Back to the drawing board.
He sounded like such a winner.
I know, and he looked like Grant's brother.
Aww.
You know, maybe it's something about being blonde. Hey, Grant. Yeah. I'm going to get back to the brunettes.
You're going to have to move to Melbourne.
Well, do you know what else? I have actually been trying to get a date with a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, which is actually quite scary. I'm so traumatized.
Yeah, yeah.
I am so traumatized. And I know it's not gender, and I know it's absolutely my ex-girlfriend, but she is my only experience with a woman.
Mm.
And so, like,
you've sporadically hooked up with other women.
I've hooked up with women, but I haven't gone on dates with them. So, like, I don't know. I'm scared.
And who's this woman?
She hasn't matched with me. I liked her profile. It's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction, but I'm sorry, when you say to me, like, I'm trying to get a date with a woman, it makes me feel like
I'm actually talking to someone.
You're talking to someone. You're like, yeah, let's do it. Imagine if a guy was like, oh, I'm on my way to dating this woman. It's like, oh, what stage are you at? Well, I've liked her profile. Yeah. She hasn't liked mine. You've essentially looked at her from across the room.
And went.
And she hasn't looked back yet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Delulu. Come on, if this conversation about my dating life hasn't proved that I was Delulu.
No, but it's cute Delulu.
No. I'm trying.
I think you have to be DeLulu to date, though.
It actually, like, thinking about dating women, this is so, I mean, people ask me in the comments all the time, like, why don't you talk more about dating women? And all of my dating skits are about dating men and making jokes about dating men because realistically I'm just making skits that are reflective of my life right now, which is that I'm dating men. It actually brings on like a visceral physical reaction when I think about going on a date with a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened, but I'm like, she really fucked me up. Yeah. And I feel like I have to go back to therapy. I was literally like trying to, because my likes in my thing are full of women and I just X them because I'm like, it actually makes me hot and sweaty. It scares me. Is that so bad?
I think it's
trauma.
Yeah, trauma. Fixable.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
I'm going to have to go back to therapy. I did go back to therapy to like get over the date, but now I have to go to therapy to like actually date people again. Anyway.
Therapy. It's so good.
It is. This is therapy. Do you know what else is therapy? Hot Mess Hotline.
Oh.
I did it.
Ka-ching.
Moving right on.
Love that.
That was good.
Our mediocre advice, don't take it as therapy.
No, it's not therapy. Please don't.
It's
actually quite toxic.
Very poor, poor excuse for therapy.
Although sometimes you give out some real niche but also bang on advice.
Yeah, what can I say?
All right, Hot Mess Hotline.
I'm a worldly wise woman.
You are a wise woman. Mm. You are. Mm-hmm. All right, now it's time for Hot Mess Hotline. This is a segment where we get our hotties to submit a question and we give you mediocre dating advice. Well, not so much dating advice because this one is not a dating question. It's a friendship one.
Oh.
You ready?
I'm ready. I think that's even more interesting.
Yeah, we don't have an initial. Do you want to make one up?
I want one that we haven't had before.
Jay. That's a red flag.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Apparently. I don't know where that came from.
Is this a man or a woman texting?
It's a woman.
Okay, well.
Jay.
Jay for women are fine.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, let me give some background here. My partner's best friend, who he works with, and his partner recently got engaged. Yay for them. All four of us have been hanging out for 3 years now. Meanwhile, I've started my own cake business, and she, the friend fiancé, is always saying stuff like, oh, make me this, make me that, etc. When they got engaged, I was like, I'll happily make a cake for you guys for the wedding. You know that they save money on a cake and I also get the content from it, win-win. I offered to make her a hen's party cake too, but she said no, she doesn't want one. But I show up to the hen's party and there's a big cake in the fridge, so I'm already pissed off. Wait, is this tracking? Can we understand what's going on here?
So Jay owns a cake business.
Yeah.
Let's call the other fiancé. K.
K. I was going to say K.
Yeah, it feels natural.
And she's like, make me these cakes, make these cakes. Suddenly she's getting married.
Yeah.
Doesn't want her cakes.
Yeah, is happy to have it for the wedding. They're all free cakes.
Yeah, happy to have the free cakes, but for the engagement
party. She didn't want one
the hen's party, she's ordered one.
Yeah.
Rather than going through you. Okay.
Okay.
But then, straight up, K says, wedding cakes are a waste of money and I don't see the point. What?
Oh.
She says, Mum wants to make the cake for me anyway. And so then Jay said, yeah, okay, no stress, that's fine, but a bit of a slap to the face. Anyway, I get to the wedding day. Lo and behold, there's a big fuck off two-tiered wedding cake with flowers standing front and center of the venue. Now, I'm not saying her mum couldn't make it, but let's be real here. Not only did she insult me, but she lied to my face about not getting a cake. She posted all of her socials. She tagged the cake decorator, which I found out via Instagram. Am I being dramatic in cutting her from my life?
Oh, yes.
I barely hear from her.
Sorry.
Remember, yes. She's one of ours. Jay's a hot. She's one of ours.
Love you, Jay, but yes.
Yes, you're being toxic, baby.
You're being so toxic.
I barely hear from her. Kind of a one-way friendship street. If I don't put in the effort, nothing happens. She's kind of selfish. She never responds to my messages or interacts with any of my content on my baking account. She used to be the first person to like all my stuff. Now my partner and her partner feel awkward because us girls no longer talk. My partner doesn't understand why and how this upsets me because boys are dumb is what she says.
Boys are dumb.
And her partner is the same, but she's just something. There's a typo. I don't understand. Anyway,
my partner. But she's just, you know.
But it says finest understand. Maybe she does. Oh, she doesn't. But and just doesn't understand. Got it. Sorry, the typo.
Look, it sounds like there's a lot of reasons why you don't like her anymore. if you don't like her, you don't like her, and you need a reason to stop being friends with her. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've all let, like, the small thing.
We should do an episode on that again. Remember that we used to do those episodes about friendship breakups and why you're no longer friends with people?
Yes.
They popped off. Yeah, look, Jay.
It sounds like she didn't want your cakes.
I
get it would hurt your feelings. It would hurt my feelings. Wouldn't end a friendship over it.
No, I wouldn't end up a friendship over it. And I think also having a business, like, you have to have a thicker skin than that because you're not going to be everyone's taste.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's her wedding. Like, it's yeah. She might have really specific
needs
that you weren't able to achieve. And, like, rather than looking you in the eye and saying, I don't think you have what it takes for my wedding.
Yeah.
She went the easier route and she lied. I don't think that's terrible.
No. Look, I get that it's hurtful and you have made her cakes before, it seems, like maybe for, like, birthdays and other kind of events. But for her hens night and her wedding day, she decided that she wanted to go the professional route. It's just like, you know, when you're buying a wedding dress, you don't always go off the rack. When it's the one day of the year, some people, it's really, really important for them to get a custom gown, even though it's going to cost them a lot of money. I think that the thing that Jay's finding so hurtful is that at the party she went, I think wedding cakes are dumb and a waste of money, but then spent the money anyway.
But then, well, that's the thing. She's obviously lying to you. Like, she's making up reasons as to why she doesn't want your cake. I just don't think, it's enough to end a friendship. I understand your feelings being hurt. My feelings would be hurt.
I need to hash it out with her.
Yeah, yeah. Just be like, hey, you didn't like my cakes. I personally hate confrontation. I'm so anti-confrontation.
But would you silent treatment or would you just, you know, sweep it under the rug and still continue the friendship?
Like, for this, I would just sweep it under the rug. Yeah. If I do have a serious issue with a friend, though, I'm not saying this is healthy whatsoever, but I will silent treatment, get over it, and then come back.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I don't like having head-to-head confrontation.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable, and I just have the hardest time dealing with it.
Yeah.
I can do, like, little bickering things. That's fine. But just, like, seriously sit down and be like, yeah, my feelings.
I've never done that with a friend.
It's really hard. I think I can do it with a partner. I can do it with a family member.
Yes, but friends.
Friends, it's just a little, for some reason, it's a little bit different and it feels like, I don't know, you're going to, everything's going to explode and I'm never going to be able to forget the conversation that we had or all these issues. So I just kind of want to retreat for a bit, deal with it, and then I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
I will be over it.
That's pretty standard. And that's the same for me as well. The only person who I've actually had discussions and not fights, but things with is Hannah. Like, we've had that when we went to Japan together. We had a bit of a fight. Iconic. But you're not best friends if you don't fight like that.
No.
But this also, though, this is different because they weren't friends. They're
partners.
In-law friends or something. Yeah, yeah. So, like, the two guys are best friends.
Yeah.
And so it's your partner's best friend's girlfriend or fiancé.
That is hard.
And so it's your only friends by default or by association.
Yeah.
You didn't choose to be friends. So it's like if you decide not to make up with her and, like, you know, she's asking you if she's being dramatic.
Yeah.
But if you decide not to be friends with her, nothing's going to change because it's like
the friends are still going to be there.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, I do. There was, like, a point where I didn't really like my, like, one of Tom's really close friends, who was also one of my good friends. I didn't like his partner. Mm. She turned out a bit crazy.
Your instincts were right.
And I was right.
I win.
Just putting it out there. Yeah. His new partner, love him.
Yeah, great.
Anyway, yeah, didn't
you're a
like,
good judge of character.
I am. I don't know why he didn't believe me from the beginning. And neither did Tom, and it was a really big issue because I was like,
no, I'm calling it.
I'm calling it. Anyway, I didn't get along with her. I just got fully iced out. It used to be this friend has had many partners, obviously, and, like, his partner that he had when I first met him, we were like a foursome.
You love
and
that.
And, like, went out all the time. I'm still friends with her. Like, she was great. But, yeah, we spent so much time together double dating, and I actually rate double dating so hard. It's
so
much
fun. I'm
so ready
for that to happen.
It's so – it feels so boring. And, like, you look at people double dating, you're like, are you 60?
No,
like, that's embarrassing. It's fantastic.
Four best friends.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm so ready.
And then he got this new partner. I hated her, and it was a trio.
Yeah. Oh my god! And so she wasn't invited.
I wasn't invited. I was out.
Sorry, Tom. I'm calling Tom out. That's not cool.
No, because Tom was like, you're being crazy. You're just like in love with the old partner. You refuse to get over the fact that he's not with the old partner. Oh, and it's like, no.
She's crazy.
That's not the issue. I don't like her. She's nuts.
That first time that you got invited back when he was like not with her anymore must have been so iconic. Like you slow-mo walking in like, I fucking knew it.
I'm back, baby.
Did you like really lay it on thick?
No, the breakup was actually quite intense for them.
Okay, never mind. Sorry. Trauma therapy.
There's like a lot going on. Oh. And like if I was like, I told you. I don't think anyone would have appreciated that.
You would have been cut out forever for life, lifetime ban.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
But it's just like privately, do you know what I mean? Locked in, I know that I was right.
Yeah, that's so satisfying.
Oh, and Tom's admitted I was right. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Well, good. But yeah, he needs to also admit that you're right about Frank's baby tea. Just saying.
Gotta get there, Tom.
If you're right about that, you're right about everything.
I'm right about a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I just got iced out. So, Jay, you want to be careful. You might get iced out.
I think that it is I think that you're being dramatic. If I'm being completely honest, I think I get it. We understand why you're hurt.
Yeah. I don't think it's enough to create like a massive issue, especially, if it's your partner's best friend.
And speaking also as a person who has social media about her not supporting your posts so much, we've said this before on the podcast and I'll share it again. The people closest in my life do not actively support me on social media because they know my thoughts. They don't have to like my post. I don't expect those things from them because like they'll see a video from me and often just scroll straight past it because like Maddie's made another video because I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like they support me in real life. I don't need them to support me online.
Yeah, it's like very fan-esque if you are like up to date with everything.
Yes. Yeah. And so like to expect them to every single post, maybe like when you're first starting, of course, that makes sense. Mm. But like just as a fellow content creator, my people closest to me often don't like my posts and it's not an issue.
Yeah. And if like when it's your partner's best friend and it's going to make their life easier, if you can suck it up and play nice with her, maybe she doesn't become like your bestie that you go do private things with, but you guys can go and hang out as a foursome.
Yeah.
And your partners can feel like they don't have to be mindful of you guys and your friendship. That's probably for the best.
And do you know what the best thing is that you can do? I always talk about succeeding silently Ooh. Succeeding. Just grow the business, right? She's at the beginning. Jay's at the beginning of her business. Yeah. Just thrive.
Yeah.
And there will be a time where she'll be like, can you make this cake for me? And you can be like, sorry, you can't afford me.
The books are full.
So you know what I mean? Just keep grinding it out.
No,
she'll be knocking on your door being like, can you make my third wedding cake? Because my partner divorced me.
Sorry, that was so toxic. No, I love it.
Was that good advice?
Yeah, that was good advice.
Hope so. Before we wrap up the episode, Grace, is there anything that you're loving this week?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you loving, Maddie?
I'm wearing press-on nails.
I saw this story, actually, about press-on nails. Do you know how much I hear about it? And I'm so intrigued.
It's so good. So I've been getting my nails done for years. It's like the one beauty treatment that I splurge on every month. And I first was getting SNS done because that didn't go under a UV light.
Oh, okay.
But I found that it was quite thick on the nails.
It is,
And then Biabs had a moment. So.
Yeah. That's the dip one?
No, SNS is the dip powder.
Oh.
Biab it stands for build in a bottle. And it's like a nail polish, but it's a really thick nail polish. And they kind of build it up and paint it on and then you go underneath a UV light. So you put it on natural nails.
Yeah.
But it goes under a light.
Yeah.
And I was really hating that, you know, sun safety girl. And sometimes it's an LED light. And I'm just like, I don't want to risk the having wrinkly old hands and the rest of me being youthful. So I decided to try a press-on nail company. And this company is called Glowy by Her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small Australian brand. And I've had these on for a week.
Wow.
And they have not come off. And I'm not being careful with them.
Yeah.
You know when you like pull up tights and you have to like grip them and pull up? That would normally, even with SNS, would break my nails
for
sometimes.
Sure.
These have stayed on and they look.
They look great. They look fantastic.
They're so good.
Yeah. And are they good for your nails? No.
Well, it's just glue, right? Okay.
It's probably the same as anything else.
People ask me this all the time. Any treatment that you have on your nails is going to destroy them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anything that you're putting on top of your natural nails, yes, it's going to destroy your nails. Mm. But do you know what you do? You put something on top of your nails and it's fine. My mom all the time, she's like, yeah, but they have to file your nail down. I'm like, yeah, but they just get them done again. Anyway, sorry. But I'm really, really loving these. I bought two sets. So these are almond latte color. They're gorgeous. Mm. And I got a French nail and I've already ordered three more.
How much are they?
$45.
For a set?
For a set. And then you can soak it in warm water with soap and oil. They'll come off. You can use them again. When I go get my nails done, it's like $80 to $100.
Yeah.
This is $45 and they look so real. So I'm a press-on nail girl now. I'm not going back to the salon. Took me 10 minutes.
That's the other thing, the time.
Took me 10 minutes. Mm, mm, mm. And then if you get bored of them, because often I do, I go get my nails done and then I'm like, slay, love this design. The next day I'm like, I'm bored. You could change them every day if you wanted to. You don't have to glue them on. They're sticky tabs. So you can do like a one-day use or you can do like 3 to 4 weeks use.
So then if you have an event, you could do like a one-day use.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So I'm obsessed. Mm. Glowy by Her is the brand. I'm honestly such a – like I've converted to a press-on. I will never go back.
That's insane.
I love it. That's what I'm loving.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Do you remember what you were loving?
No.
Well, maybe we're not going to talk about it. Are we going to move on? You're loving Frank's baby tea. Salvation Army.
I like thrift cider shopping.
Baby teas for baby boys.
I just love the – do you know what? Yeah, sure. This is what I'm loving. I love the idea of someone at the thrift shop picking up this shirt and going, it has to be a child shirt because I'm so – and it is in the baby section.
It is kind of ridiculous.
And put it there. The only reason why I 100% know it's not is because of the brand.
Cider.
And it's like, who's buying this? Like, it's a little bit big on my one-year-old.
Yeah.
But it's not that big.
It's tiny.
So what are these brands doing? They are selling adult clothing.
Pieces of fabric.
That fits my one-year-old.
Smaller and smaller each time. It's actually ridiculous.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah, there was a sale over the weekend, Afterpay Day sale, and I was trying to look for things to buy, and I never ended up buying anything. So I was like, I actually hate most of the fashion going around at the moment.
I know.
I'm ready for winter. I'm ready for sweaters.
My mum's really in love with these pants that I talked about a few weeks ago, my Lullaby Club pants.
Yes.
She was like, I saw them online. And I was like, no, you didn't. I didn't say that to her, but I was like, no, you didn't. And she was like, I saw the pattern. And I was like, oh, my God, that's what Grace has. And my mum is like fully in that age now where she just sees something a little bit similar.
And it's the same. Yeah.
She thinks every single person that has a pram in Sydney has the same brand as me. She's like, oh, they have the same pram as Grace. And I look at her, I'm like, that's completely different. Anyway, that's an off tangent, but I've got nothing to love. No. I've been really sick, so no, I'll just give you an antidote.
You love that you're not as sick and you love the cider baby teas for one-year-olds.
Thank you, Cider, playing
in the background as you Texas Hold'em playing while you get that. I hope you actually get to use that for clothing for.
I really want to. I hope that maybe on the weekend I can find a cowboy hat for him.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like if I tell them, you have to put a cowboy hat on him.
Oh, my God.
That would be really fun.
You should get him little boots too. But, I mean, that won't be in the photo because it'll probably be like a little headshot, right, from the chest up. But
still.
Maybe he could raise a foot.
And like pose. Get like a baby toothpick.
Oh, my God. Get him some tobacco. Okay, that took a wild turn. It's time to end the episode. Okay. Anyway, that's all we have. We love you. Don't forget to email me if you want to get the subscription content. And we'll catch you next time. Love you.
Love
you. Bye.